Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Love Journey. And you can always tune in 10 minutes before and hear our beautiful, beautiful, amazing chant goddess. Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you so much, Esther.
Thank you. It's an honor and a pleasure, Lady Love. Thank you.
Yes. And what time are we chanting today for the Venus Power?
Today I have it on pause because I'm not able to do it this afternoon. However, on the weekends, every Saturday and Sunday, we gather at 7:30 a.m. Eastern and 6:30 a.m. Central. And we chant for about an hour. We do four different chants, and we enjoy an amazing time. So if you can join us, that would be wonderful. I will be sure to post it on the Love Journey. So, again, thank you, and join us.
Do you want to share the number?
I would love to. Let me just go ahead and I don't have it memorized, believe it or not, just yet. However, give me one quick moment. And I will have that for you immediately. The area code is 641-715-3580. Again, 641-715-3580. And the call-in code would be, let's see what that code is. Give me one moment. Okay, I'm not finding the code. I have it programmed. Okay.
Okay, well, maybe you can come back and give it to us. All right, well, we'll start off. I don't know. Can you still hear me?
Yes, Lady Love, you are being heard.
Oh, okay, because I'm like, is it me? Thank you.
I believe she fell off, but I believe it's 862-801 for the SS code.
Okay.
862-801 pound.
All right. Thank you, Jackie. You are a lifesaver. We will be singing our love song, so be prepared. And if you want to give us a word for today, you can do that, too. How about that?
Okay, I'll be in church or something good. Thank you.
You want to. I mean, it's up to you.
Thank you for that, Lady Love. I believe I disconnected myself, so I trusted Jackie with my lifesaver.
Yes, you were.
As
you
always. I appreciate it. So anyway, it's a fantastic day already. So
all is well. All is in divine order.
In perfect divine order. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. All my love.
All right. We're going to listen to Luther Vandross, Dream the Impossible Dream, as we, and then I'm going to come back in and pray.
To ride the unrightable wrong. And the love, pure and chaste from afar, to try when your arms are too weary to reach the unreachable star.
Within, recognizing that there is only one power, one presence, and on this line we recognize it as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that God is not. Let's begin by taking in a deep breath, breathing in through our nose, hold it to the point of vibration, hold it to the count of eight, and release. Release, release, release. Let's breathe, family, as we become still and know that I am God, Goddess. Become still and know that I am, that I am. Let's breathe, family, breathe. And release. Remember to breathe into your heart. Let's breathe, family. and release. And last time. Breathe in. And release. Divine Mother, Father, God. Ooh, precious Holy Spirit. Precious Holy Spirit, come into this call. Divine guidance, infinite wisdom, Great Spirit, come, Holy Spirit. Oh, as I come before you today, Holy Spirit, I ask you to let the meditation of my heart and the words of my mouth be so acceptable in thy sight. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. The words of my mouth. Let the words be your words, Holy Spirit. Let my thoughts be your thoughts. Come and possess my mind. Take over my heart and let me come to this prayer in pure heart. Remove every human created thought. Come, Holy Spirit. Remove every human created ego, God, and let me come empty. Oh, that I may come so empty and be filled by the presence of you, Holy Spirit. Come as I surrender to the presence of the great I am. My beloved I Am presence, come. As I invoke the consciousness of my Christ in this prayer, I ask you to come, Holy Spirit. Oh, I ask you to come and speak to your people today, God. I ask you to come and speak to their hearts and their minds and their souls. God, I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and anoint this line. Come, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you to open up your windows, your gates, your heaven, your doors, and pour out a blessing this morning, God. Pour out a blessing like no other, God. I'm asking you to pour out a blessing that it won't even be room enough to receive it. Come in the name of the consciousness of Christ. Come, God. Oh, let the miracle working power of the Christ consciousness in each and every one of us come forth in this right now moment. Somebody came today, God, because they came with a mind to be blessed, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit. Somebody came today because they had a mind to be blessed, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you to come in the Christ consciousness and speak to the hearts of your people today, God. May the blessings of your energetic expression come forth as we make manifest the glory of our presence in this right now moment, God. I'm asking, come, God. Do your will, Holy Spirit. Let it be done, great, infinite wisdom. Come in the name of the Christ consciousness, in the nature of the Christ consciousness. Come and do your will right now, God. Let us do your will right now, God. I'm asking you today, Holy Spirit, for supernatural explosive blessings. Come on, God, do your stuff. I'm asking you for supernatural explosive favor. Come on, God, do your stuff, Holy Spirit. I'm asking you for a blessing today, God. I'm asking you to anoint us today like David, that our cup runneth over. Like David, words will be on our lips today, God. Ooh, a cup running over. That there will be so much favor, God. I'm asking you for supernatural, explosive favor, God. I'm asking for that explosion of favor, God. Rain down your profuse winds of abundance upon our life, God. All profuse winds of abundance coming from the east, coming from the west, south, and the north, God. Oh, let there be rain upon our life, God, of good fortune, love, success and money, happiness, joy, and love, God. Oh, come and do your stuff, God. Do your stuff in our life, God. Come, Holy Spirit, and let it be done in the name, consciousness of Christ, God, where there's no peace, God. Bring rest where there's no rest, God, and bring forgiveness where there's no forgiveness. And as we send love to our sister, Nadja J. Brown, we send love and comfort to her family as they move through the process of losing another sister. And as we recognize there's no separation in spirit, still having a human experience, we still experience the physical loss of people who leave the planet. And so we'd like to send love to that family today and send comfort around them today, knowing, God, that you can keep them in the palm of your hand, reminding them just how much they are loved by you today. I'm asking you to keep Tabula's family and friends comforted by the fact that she's left the physical planet. We give courage to those who may be feeling a little not feeling so well about this process yet. And as we come more and more into the acceptance of that process, we just want to let them know that they are supported and loved by the love journey. We send love to Nadja J. Brown, to every cell in her body, to every muscle fiber, to every organ. We send love. We ask you to possess our mind today, God. God, I'm asking you to take over her heart today, God, and just move her heart into a space of love and releasing anything that's not serving a higher purpose right now, God. I'm asking you to keep your hands, keep Nadja in the palm of your hands as you whisper in her ear just how much she is loved, appreciated, and the gift to the planet. We thank you for Nadja J. Brown this morning, God, as we send love to a beautiful sister who was sent to the planet. Thank you, God. And we also want to send some love to our other sister, also on the East Coast. Today is her Earth Day. We give thanks for her presence, her gift, her knowledge, her beauty, her presence on this planet. Deborah and Rick's, we keep her in the palm of your hand, as she may enjoy this day, God. As she recognizes this day as the day you planted her on the earth, we give thanks for her presence. We give thanks that she is who she is and all that God is. We give thanks for her presence in the love journey and all she does to be a part of our community and share her gifts with our community. We give thanks. May today be full of joy, happiness, more than she can ever think, ask, or imagine. May this Earth Day to the next Earth Day be the best Earth Day year that she will ever experience today and all this year. May angels, I'm asking you to go out on assignment today and fool her life today. Make it ease, elegance, and grace. Bring more joy, more happiness, more money, more success, more of all the good things in life. Divine love, mates, career, all the things that people will desire to bring more joy into their life. We're asking you to fill her cup to the overflow, and that she may eat, drink, and be merry today, and may the whole year be full of dreams coming true, chasing her and overtaking her life. We give thanks for our sister, Deborah M. Ricks. Thank you, God. We thank you for each and every person under the sound of my voice. We thank you for each and every person who come to the love journey each and every day, God. As you expand us, grow us, and extend our reach, we give thanks today, God, that we can speak to your people and make manifest the glory of you in each and every one of us. And we give thanks on how we show up, Holy Spirit. And I give thanks that your word says, even before I call, you heard me. Oh, thank you, God. for hearing me. You said, even before I prayed, you heard my call. And even while I prayed, you was answering my call. Thank you, Holy Spirit. That when I'm down and nothing, you're always up to something and you don't need our help. You just need our permission. And so in this right now moment, God, we surrender all. Surrender all. And in that surrenderance, we give thanks for the opportunity to honor our sister who made a major impact into a lot of communities, a lot of people's lives. We give thanks for Dr. Johnny Coleman and the opportunity to share her life on 3 different occasions. Thank you for collaborative partnerships. And I thank you for you downloading that idea into a mighty warrior. And for each one of us to say yes, thank you, God. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Whoo! Thank you, God. 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 Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, God. Good morning, Mother Earth, Father Sky, Mother Nature. Good morning to the birds, the bees, the flowers, the trees, the sun, the moon, the stars. Oh, we're coming into springtime pretty soon, and this is my favorite time of the year. Thing begins to bloom. Well, one part of it, my favorite time of the year. I like the beginning and I love, love, love the end. But it's always so refreshing to see the new flowers growing. Good morning to all the newness that's about to start to expand and grow in the air. Good morning, earth, wind, fire, water, ethers. Good morning to the land and the soil. Good morning to the universe. Universe, good morning. Thank you for the trees that bring oxygen into our life, the plant life. Oh, they take all the carbon dioxide that would normally take us out the game if the plant life wasn't here. We give thanks for the work that you do, and we don't even recognize sometimes the work that the green life does to keep us alive by simply taking out the carbon dioxide and replacing it with oxygen. Come on, plant life, keep doing your stuff. Good morning to all the energy in the universe. Good morning to our most beneficent angelic family. Good morning, angels. Good morning, angels. Come, angels, into this call this morning. Thank you for the work you do on the unseen and the seen realm. Thank you for all that you do to. And we don't even always recognize you, and you do it anyway. Thank you, angels. Thank you for being our guides. Thank you for being our lead. Thank you for comforting and keeping us in your palm of your hands and protected. Thank you, angels, for showing us the way. Thank you for being God's messengers. Come into our call. Good morning, archangels. Good morning, good morning, good morning to my favorite energetic expressions in the unseen realm. Thank you to Archangel Michael, who calls bold, keep us protected, and loves us so much. Good morning, Gabriel, who takes care of our communication needs and keep our communication airways open. Good morning. Oh, good morning to Uriel, keeps the light. Yes, Ariel, who takes care of our material needs. Shamiel, who takes care of things that are lost. Jafiel, who takes care of the beauty and grace in the planet. Oh, it's so nice to invite you into this call. Good morning, archangels. Thank you for being a part of this call. Thank you for all that you do, specifically your assignments. Thank you, archangels. Thank you, More thank yous and more thank yous. And thank you to the goddesses and the deities in the universe. Thank you to all the energy. Come as we invite you into the call. Oh, good morning, ascended masters. Yes, good morning to the Christ consciousness, to Saint Germain, to Lady Nana, Lady Portia, Saint Germain, all the beautiful ascended masters. Come into this call. We invite and invoke your presence, thanking you for paving the way for us to ascend, ascend, and ascend. Thank you, ascended masters. Good morning. And good morning to our spirit guide and our master guide as we invite and invoke the presence of your powerful energy to lead and to guide us in this earth. And I just thank the Most High God, the Creator, for sending us to this earth, chiseling magnificent on our heart, and sending us with an amazing committee of spiritual energy to lead and to guide. If we use, I tell you, like Reverend Knight say, you can't lose with the stuff I use when you use your spiritual tools. And he said, the reason why you can't lose, because I do it on myself first. That's right. I know it works because it works because it works because it works because I worked it. Yes, I tell you, it's nothing like being still hearing from your spiritual energy committee. Oh, man. Thank you for all of the beloved I Am presences. Good morning to our ancestors. Oh, good morning as I extend my arm to those who have left the planet, who have left a beautiful legacy, who've left this planet. We pay homage and honor to Dr. Johnny Coleman. We give love and honor to Mama Colette, Gret, Tabula, and one of my favorite girls, my favorite girl in the whole wide world, and she brought me to the planet. And next week, on next Thursday, will be officially 2 years from the day you left the planet, Mom. Good morning, Miss Anastasia McAdoo. Woo! You know I love you, girl. You know I love you. And I also miss you. We pay homage to your legacy. And to those who are on this line, to all of your ancestors, known and unknown ancestors, we pay homage and we invite the ancestors into this call. We invoke their presence into this call, giving thanks, just simply gratitude. As we acknowledge their presence. And in this right now moment, I just want you to take in time and whisper their name. Some of us together on this planet, in this call right now, we've been together in our own losses. Some of us lost parents and sisters and brothers and other family members. So in this right now moment, I want you to speak, whisper the name of your beautiful loved one, and invite them into the presence of this call as we honor their presence. Good morning, ancestors. Good morning, ancestors. We invite and invoke you today. Oh, good morning, good morning, good morning to my favorite community in the whole world. And of all the places you could have been, you chose to be right here on the love journey. Good morning, my kings and queens, my sisters and brothers, my gods and goddesses. And good morning, every one of you this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you. This is the Love Journey Incorporated, and I am Janine Ann Ingram, your daily lover. Welcome in our Blog Talk Radio family. Welcome in our Love Journey Teleconference community. Thanking all of you for your presence. Thanking you for all that you do to help move the Love Journey progressively forward. I feel the shift. I feel the transformation. I know we are growing. We are expanding, and the Love Journey taking on a new face. And I just say thank you, God. I say thank you to all of you who give your time, your talents, your gifts, and your money to make sure that we could continue to move this love journey, this community, in ways that I won't even know. We thank you for the Ephesians 3:20 growth expansion. And it's all because of you all. I'm just so honored to be in this position. I'm so honored to just be here. And I thank you for allowing me to share my gifts, and that each and every one of you are a reflection of my gift in my profound and depthness of my soul. I say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And as we stop and just enter into a place of gratitude, Poem 632. Thanking God for ourselves. And as we pour love upon ourselves this morning, we give thanks for my presence and for your presence. And in this right now moment, I just want you to connect for your heart, connect to your heart for a few minutes, recognizing that you are a gift. Thanking God that you are a gift, and saying to yourself, I love myself so much. As we begin to sing our song, I call in Jackie. Good morning, Jackie.
Good God morning, Lady Love. Blessings. Thank you so much for your beautiful spirit. I just love you so, so much. And as the love journey grows and expands, so do I. I thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good God morning, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the part of the call where we all get to come together collectively as one, and we get to plant that seed of love, and we get to shower it with our love song. So come on, everyone. I want you to unmute your phones by pressing *6. Good morning to our Blog Talk Radio callers. Please, this is the time when we come together as one and we sing our love song. I love myself so much so that I can love you so much, so that you can love yourself so much, so that you can keep on loving me. So come on, y'all. We're going to do this on a count of three. One, two, three. Let's do it. I love
myself so much.
So I can love you so much,
so much.
And you can love you so much,
so much, so much.
And you can keep on loving me. Oh yes, I love myself
so much, so much.
So I can love you so much, so much. And you can love you
so much.
So you can keep on loving me so much. So I can love you so much. Namaste. Back to you, Lady Love.
All right. So that means we don't get a word for today.
Oh, I was guessing you want to go ahead and do the word of the day?
Yes. While you're getting that together, I want to remind you all, today is Deborah M. Ricks Earth Day. Woo! Happy birthday, sis.
Yes. Hey, word of the day is coming from the Daily Word, and I'm excited about this word right here. So I pray that everyone will be encouraged by the words that I'm about to read today. And the topic is strength. And it says that I am a strong and capable child of God. My true nature is one of unlimited potential. Nevertheless, I may hold thoughts of limitation. Becoming aware of old beliefs and constraining thoughts help me release them to reclaim my strength. I am ready to grow the seed of greatness within me. I deny the power of self-limiting behaviors and patterns. I change my thinking by aligning with the divine power in me. I am strong and capable, and I release any beliefs of the contrary. Processing change and growth requires courage, ongoing commitment, and time on my part. I stand strong in faith in the activity of God in my mind and body. I claim my good and let divine flow in and through me. I am a strong and capable child of God. Supporting scripture, 1 Corinthians 16 and 13. Keep alert. Stand firm in your faith. Be courageous. Be strong. That's the word for today, strength. I am a strong and capable child of God.
Yes, yes. Strength. All right. Yeah. Thank you so much, Jackie. Thank you for showing up. And if you all want to hear this sister show up and show out in ways you never saw her before, you got to tune in to Khadijah's Ali Oath of Manifestation in the mornings. Woo, that sister shows up. I'll be like, is this? I think she put on a superwoman cap when she get off of here and go on. Maybe she be so filled she ready to show up and show out. I don't know, but something happens different when she dial into the number. It might be something about them digits. I don't know, but you got to tune in to Oath of Manifestation every, I'm assuming it may be 7 days a week, but it might be 5 days a week. But I know it's 9:30 Central and 10:30 Eastern. You don't want to miss that call. All right, we're going to go right into our Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe and bring our beautiful, sassy Chastity right on with me. Ooh. Welcome, welcome, welcome. All right.
Good morning, Janine. Good morning, Love Journey.
Good morning, Chastity. Chastity, you know what I think we're going to do? We may think, I want people to come on and just tell a little story about, let me tell you how many people called me yesterday and was so blessed by you, Miss Chastity. So four different people called me yesterday and said, guess what, Janine? I got me, or either I've ordered my secure credit card.
Oh, great time. That's awesome.
And four people called and said, the same four people in the same conversation said, I'm really diligently working with my credit and really paying attention to what I'm doing with my credit. So let me see if anybody want to come on who told me that story and tell their story and just offer thanks. You know, we sometimes don't get to see how we land in other people's space, especially on Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe because it's really kind of quiet. So I just want you to know, Chastity, that you are such a blessing to our community, the way you show up, how you show up, and you're such a gift. And so if anybody want to come on and tell their story and how you've been a blessing, I would love that. Because I'm telling you, I was so honored by your testimony yesterday. I was like, wow, Chastity needs to hear this. Yes.
I guess, you know, when you bust people out, honey, you're like, Very true, very true. That is how that is sometimes. I definitely do understand.
I know she ain't calling me to come on there and speak. I know she ain't talking about me.
You. We calling you to come on the, or anyone who can just talk about the different things that we've been talking about, if you've actually been trying the gratitude, how it prospers us, limiting your criticism on your indebtedness. If any of the different things that we've been talking about, if you've actually applied it, that'll be great to hear as well, because that's really what Janine actually started Millionaire Mind Cafe for, is just for us to really have the tools to really be able to work it. And really hearing it, I know 2016 is going to be a powerful year, but it absolutely takes every last one of us really applying it, not just talking about it, because I know I've had some phenomenal things that even happened to me this week as well, and I know it's really, really just in part of, or honestly, just whole part of the work that I've been putting in. So I would just love to hear how other people can share, and once I get my tea down, hopefully my chest will feel a little bit better, and then I can share mine as well, because I've had really a blessing this week as well, though my body is took its toll. But I do have some good stuff to share as well. So if anybody can just share how it has definitely helped them, even with some of the things that we've talked about, is not having resentment and fear, because it does cause indebtedness. Or even just implementing the gratitude process, how it really has been able to help you. That would be great.
You know, what's interesting is that Christ Universal Temple is, you know, they read books too. They just started this book process maybe a few months ago. Well, they're reading The Complaint-Free World, and they gave everybody these little bracelets. And if they complained about one thing, they had to pull the bracelet to remind themselves not to complain. And so for 30 days, they are committed to not complaining about anything. And it's interesting how simultaneously we're talking about that even in the dynamic laws of prosperity, how gossiping, complaining, all those things can stunt our prosperity in our life. And I just want to say that when I learned how to have conscious language, and not that I'm even 100% there, I'm going to want to even tell you that sometimes I have to catch my own language, you know, with some words, but to recognize our language and shift the conversation that you're having and speaking certain words and putting that kind of vibration out there has really shifted and changed my life, even to this level. I mean, even though you get to know this and you grow, but even as you grow and grow and expand, you still see there's language that you still need to not engage in. And so I can tell you, as I grow and expand and shift my conscious language, it becomes so amazing how you manifest and bring beautiful experiences and more beautiful experiences just by having a different conversation with yourself and having an open conversation and not getting involved. I remember the other day, let me tell you, somebody was going to tell me, I was talking to this guy, he was getting ready to tell me something about what somebody said about me and blah, blah, blah. And I said, you know what, I prefer not to hear it. And let me tell you why. I don't want it in my consciousness. I don't want to look at that person and think of the thing that they said, even if it never comes out openly. I prefer not to know about it. That way I don't have to work on myself to get it out of my consciousness. He said, that makes a whole lot of sense. I never thought about it. I said, yeah, I don't want to know. I said, because whatever they said, I don't really care. Because at the end of the day, I know that I do a really phenomenal job at doing the best I can to show up the best way I can. And if I fall short anytime, I would apologize to anybody, any place, anywhere. And so if there's something that her and I need to talk about, then she should call me and then I'll work with that and I'll apologize. But at this point, I don't want to hear about it because I don't want it in my consciousness. And that's something that we should really think about, protecting our consciousness, because it's already a lot of work to expand it, to grow, to get the stuff out you already had over the years, and then to let somebody add some new stuff to it, and you go to sleep like, oh, thinking about, well, why they think that about me, and blah, 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 and all the stuff that it takes to even get it out your mind. So let's protect our consciousness. What you all think about that? Let's open up the line, Jesse. Let's see what people got to say. This is a conversation. Let me tell y'all how a conversation goes. I need to teach conversation 101, because sometimes you get to talk to people and they talk and they go on to the next subject, and nobody ever gets the flow. Conversation is two-way conversation. I talk, you talk, I talk, you talk. So that means somebody should be star sixing and opening their line and having a conversation with the Love Journey family this morning.
I have conversations. Good morning. Well, I just wanted to ask something short there, Rosa. You know, what's amazing is that sometimes it's so evasive. Like, for instance, I was observing myself the other day, and I don't watch TV. My mom does, and I happen to live with my mother at this time. And so I glanced at the TV, and I believe it was the debate going on, the politicians. And I found myself placing judgment and even in a space of gossip, you know, regarding those candidates. So it can be that evasive, you know, something that seems very simple, yet you're engaging yourself in that energy, which is a lower vibrating energy, which is going to attract more and more of that from different places. So, you know, just pay attention to little things like that. And I agree, getting into gratitude puts me in a much better space. You know, when I'm feeling not so good, I will sit down and write, well, you know, from the most simplest thing, like, thank you, God, I can see. You know, thank you, God, for the breath. You know, and like Janine started this morning with the plant, you know, kingdom and, you know, just simple things like nature and, you know, the beauty of nature. And so I agree, going into gratitude and staying away from situations that will cause one to get into judgment and to cause one to get into gossip. You know, it may not be about someone you may know. It could be about something you're watching on TV or listening on the radio. So I just wanted to throw that in as well. Thank you for this awesome conversation. I always enjoy it. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for contributing.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I'm Chastity's mother, and I was not planning on this call. Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, ma'am.
Good morning. Chastity shows up so good on the planet. And what is really a blessing is to have your daughter teach you things. I had to change my whole attitude, the way I think, what I watch on TV, my credit. Every God consciousness had to become awakened by my daughter. That is such a blessing. So she not only shows up that way, she lives that way. And she has helped me to evolve as a woman of God. And I just want to say thank you, Chastity, and for allowing me to put in the work. Thank you, and I'll just listen now.
Oh, Ms. Wells, that was so beautiful and so authentic and so transparent. How many mothers would really say that their daughters taught them? That is beautiful, beautiful. You are so amazing.
Oh, yeah. My gosh, you caught me off guard. Oh, my God. It's definitely an honor. It's definitely an honor because my mom knows how much work I really do put in, Janine, on the outside hours. And she knows how little I'll take in for reading and studying and practicing on my craft. My mother knows the countless hours that I've cried and tried to perfect it, and then God shows up. So, oh, my God, I can't believe you did this on a day. I don't even have full chest capacity with this head cold. Oh, but I love you so much. Thank you so much, Mommy. I love you guys. Thank you, Janine.
How y'all gonna make me cry?
I'm already crying. I love it. It's so beautiful. I'm crying. Oh, my gosh. Oh.
Thank you, Lady Love. You're absolutely right. Being what we allow to come in our consciousness, I'm going to keep that in mind. It may sound someone want to say something. You know what? I don't even want to hear that because I've already got enough, and I don't need to add no more new stuff to it. My dad always said, you know what? The less you know, the less you have to worry about. I don't need to know everybody's business as long as I know my own business. So I don't need to be in to have somebody else's business in my consciousness when I got to deal with my own stuff. So the less I know, the less I have to worry about when it pertains to someone else's business and I don't have anything to do with it, especially if there's nothing I can do about it. You know, my dad always said, what can you do about it? I'm like, well, not a whole lot. He said, then you don't even know about it. Leave it alone. I'm like, okay, Dad, that do make some sense. I don't have to take that to bed with me. Because my dad said he always go to bed and he sleeps good at nighttime, but he don't take nobody else's business to bed with him but his own.
I love it.
That's Herman Crater for you, so.
All right.
Yeah, thank you for allowing me to share.
As we acknowledge Herman Crater, yes, we give love to him. He's on the other side. We love you. Love you, Herman Crater.
Yes, Dad.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Jackie, for that conversation.
Good morning.
Good morning, beautiful.
Hey, my family. How's everybody today?
Awesome, awesome. Still feeling a little resonance from yesterday.
Oh, yeah. I've been riding high, just in the spirit of Johnny, and the teachings became so much more apparent. And what you guys are discussing today about keeping your mind in the right place to do the right things is a task we all have to deal with. And I must say, Chastity, not only have you taught your mother some important things, you have, in my mind, opened the door. I have allowed aimlessness and lack of worthiness to make me get even the basic provisions together for myself. When we talked about that $100 bill, I'm like, $100 bill just to sit around? Well, that was the start. I finally got my $100 together in my beautiful wallet, and I have secured my little initial credit card thing. And I'm just so grateful to hear that you can begin again. You don't have to listen to, oh, you're messed up, or it's too late, you're too old, or it's not going to happen for you, and move forward. And thank you for the work you have done with your mother. That is powerful. I'm sure all of your work ethics and stuff pretty much came from her. She sounds like you even talking, so I could imagine you guys share a lot of qualities that are the same. But thank you, Chastity, and this book just keeps working in my soul to help me get on up to where I'm supposed to be. I am a millionaire. I am supposed to be rich, and the Father wants me to have the best. And these are great starts we're making here. So thank you. I am complete.
Wow. Beautiful. Thank you, Claire.
Thank you all. Shoot. My family keeps me going, man. I can't mess up. Y'all be right there showing me the right way, and if I'm about something, all I got to do is turn my eyes, turn my thoughts to what's right and what we're doing here. So thank you.
Yes, yes.
So, good morning again. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to tell you a story about Chastity. She invited me to a meeting. I showed up at this meeting in Cleveland. Now, mind you, she didn't live in Cleveland. But she's helping me to change my finances and the way I think about things and stop all the negative chitter-chatter around me because I actually have a really high-stress job. So I was becoming this monster. So I go to this meeting, and all of these people are around, and they said, well, why did you come today? I said, my daughter sent me here. And everyone in the room stood up, and they started clapping. They said, wow. You actually showed up somewhere. You didn't know where you were going. You didn't know who you were going to meet, all because of your daughter. And they said, wow, you have an amazing daughter to have that type of influence over you, for you to show up in a strange place and just meet different people. And that's the type of thing that Chastity shares in my life and pushes me to come outside of myself and to have good energy around me. Don't listen to negative things on TV. She says, why are you watching the news so much, Mommy? Turn it off. You're feeding negative energy. So what I'm saying, guys, is that the practices that she has in place for her change me. And she says, you know what, Mom? It's incredible that you would change at your age because people in your age, statistically, she says, just do not change. So with God, all things are possible, Chastity. So here I am today. I'm a changed woman.
Yay! Change. That's so beautiful. Miss Wells, you are awesome. You are awesome. Thank you so much for sharing your story. Thank you. And thank you for sharing your beautiful daughter with us.
I can't believe she even told y'all about what I told her statistically that I found to be true. So she does remind me that, she said, well, you thought I couldn't change. Be patient. Other people will change too. You keep talking about your statistics, but people do change. Because like she said, with God, all things are possible. So that was awesome.
Yes. That's true. You have to be patient. And that brings me to another point that the chapter talks about, is seeing the greatness in others. You know, even when the seemingly appearances are not there, our job is, even, you know, especially as parents, sometimes we are so disappointed when our children are not showing up the way we expect or want them to. But we still must see them in the truth of who they are. Our children are growing to in their greatness. So when your children are not necessarily seemingly in the space that you would desire them to be, just say how your children are. They're growing into their greatness every day.
Yes.
We got to learn to speak our language different over our children. Even when they're not showing up in the way that we desire, they're growing into their greatness every day. My son is growing to be a mighty warrior more and more every day. My daughter is understanding her virtue more and more every day. You know, we got to think of a conscious language and ways to say. And it's so interesting. We talk about money on this conversation. As soon as it's time for us to talk about paying for our Cuba trips and make a trip and all the trips we want to say, the first thing we get into a space of lacking our mind and our body. You could feel the energy, even if you don't say the words. We got to have a different conscious language. We got to choose different language and different energy when it comes to our money so that we can bring in the energy of money. Sales have memory. Our sales have memory. Even if we don't speak it, the energy will come forth. You got to shift the energy about money too, so that you can bring more money into your space. I just want to open up the floor about that too. Anybody got something to say about that? We're almost at the top of the hour.
It's a blessing, family. This is King in Baltimore.
Good morning, King.
Good morning, King.
Good morning, family. Wow. I just want to share a quick story. I went to pick up a friend from the airport, which I used to be in a deep relationship with, but I share this because I want to express the importance of changing the vibration and the energy that you're around. When I picked her up from the airport, she had so much to complain about the place that she went, about the money that she wanted to get for the presentation that she put forth. But the energy that she was putting out there, because it was negative energy that she couldn't see, kept her from obtaining what she wanted. She told them that she had moved recently and told them that they should make the check available for her after the presentation. Well, they mailed it anyway. And as I listened to her and what she was talking about and how she went to the hotel to check in, and she only had the amount that this hotel bill was for her check-in for that day. And her card was insufficient, and it wouldn't go through. And she tried four times because her card wouldn't go through. But she had to change her mindset, and she said to herself that I got to get this room. I have no more money. And she went and she reached for another card. because she believed that she had some way to get in there, that other card worked. And she said that she didn't even know, she hadn't even put anything on that card yet. But we have to be careful how we allow energies to operate in our lives, because I told her, I said, you are operating with a spirit of lack, and she can't receive that because her consciousness allows her to believe that there's not a spirit. Her consciousness has her belief that she is in charge, and so she tells me every time I've told her a spirit of lack is attached to you. And I said that because as I was with her, it was difficult for me to aspire. It was difficult for me to go to the next level. I wanted to write a book for several years while I was with her, and I just couldn't do it. But once I've been released from that experience, I find myself more free. I find myself able to do. Things was blocking up in my life. There was obstacles that was occurring that I could not understand why they were there. But as I continued to work on myself to change my consciousness and observe that there is consciousness and there is spirit, because a spirit can possess your consciousness and a spirit can be attached to you to change your consciousness from a place that it ought not be when you want it to be there. So every time I told her that she had a spirit of lack attached to her, she said, no, I don't have a spirit of lack. I don't have a consciousness of lack attached to me. I don't believe in a consciousness of lack. I have a consciousness of abundance. I said, but I did not tell you, I did not say to you that you have a consciousness of lack attached to you. I said you have a consciousness, you have a spirit of lack attached to you. But she couldn't hear me. And so what I do at this particular point, and all I can do is pour love on that situation. And so as I gave her a gift, if you will, I put energy on that gift so that it can help her remove whatever it is that's holding her back. Because even the energy that we have, it emanates off of us, and we can transform those persons just by believing that we can. So we got great power. The thing is, it's for us to believe it first, and then you see the transformation around you. And I just wanted to drop that in into our spirits today, because I love this family. I love the vibration this family has. I love the positive energy this family has, because we are here to help each other ascend to higher heights. And I can't find a better place to live. Love, Journey.
Woo-hoo.
I'm complete.
We love you, too. We love you, King. We love you, Sue King. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste. Chance, do you want to give us a last word, or you want to just save them for next week?
No, I would definitely be honored to. I definitely appreciate the conversation this morning. It was powerful. My beloved mother, my Earth, I love you. This is always, I just, even after just listening to the call today, my physical man, my physical woman was tired, just, you know, with congestion and the rest of it. And so even listening to you all, just it feels like I'm sitting on your wing this morning. So my energy is being restored. So I just thank each and every one of you for sharing and chiming in. I thank you so much. And thank you. And I honor you in your space if you even spoke up and said that. So I thank you so much. My financial tip of the week, I wanted to share something that Jackie said blessed her earlier this week on a call that on the Blog Talk Radio show that I did. We were talking about collectors calling, so if you did not have the opportunity to chime in, that's okay. I'll share one nugget that a few people said blessed them. So if you have collectors that are giving you a phone call this season, you have no reason to not answer your telephone because there's laws in effect by Congress, and we're the ones who hire Congress and put Congress in place. So there's laws in effect that protect us from collectors harassing us on the phone, but you must stand in your power. And so if a collector calls you, let's say if you owe some money to Macy's and you have ABC Check Cashing or ABC Collections calling you about an account with Macy's, and they say, hey, this is Zach, I'm calling to speak with Chastity, and I'll say, this is Chastity. And you say, Chastity, I need you to verify the last four of your social. Zach, you called to speak with me. And you say, well, I need to speak with you about this account that you have with Macy's. And I'm going to ask him again, where did he call from? He said, ABC Collections. Oh, goodness. Of course my dog would do this while I'm talking to you guys, right? So I'll remind Zach that he and I have no business relations. I'm not confirming any information that he has. If he has anything for me, to put it in writing and mail it to me. And then I will tell him, cease and desist. It is absolutely imperative, family, that you do not confirm any information, not even your address. Even if Zach says, well, Chastity, I need to confirm your address. Once again, Zach, if you have any correspondence for me, you have my address. In the meantime, cease and desist. And he understands what law that is really covering. So I'm just giving that tip to you guys just so we could continue to move in power. I know a lot of times people are looking at filing bankruptcy just because they're tired of the collector's calling. Do not allow anyone to make you scared to answer a telephone bill that you pay for. I pay Verizon over $100 a month. Ain't nobody going to make me scared to answer my phone that I pay Verizon over $100 a month for. So I pray that you're able to use that this week. I know many people contacted me since my show on Tuesday and said that that was a tip that really helped them. So I really wanted to share it in the space of the love journey as well. That's my information. If you need to reach me
after the show,
you're able to find me on any social media, and that's Chastity A. Wells. My website is chastityawells.com. My contact number is 614-230-6600. Again, it's 614-230-6600. I do Blog Talk Radio Show on Tuesday evening, every Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. That number is 646-929-0630. It is a part of the family healing circle, so if I said it too fast, trying to get out the way for Linda, please go to Harvey Bailey or one of their show links online, and you'll be able to get it, 646-929-0630. Thank you, Janine. Thank you so much for every last one of you who shared today on Millionaire Mind Conversation. I love you all. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chastity. We're going to call Washington in. We're going to call Linda Washington, Coach Linda Washington.
Good morning, good morning. Can you hear me, Layla?
I can hear you loud and beautiful.
Good morning. Happy Friday. And we are going to take some time in this time to go right into our prosperity affirmation, our closing affirmation, and we are transitioning it into an incantation. So if you guys are in a spot where you can move around, I want to encourage you to get up and get moving, put your heart into it, put some feeling into it. Know that this is posted on the Love Journey, Inc. Facebook page under the Love Journey, Inc. closing affirmation. So just go and scroll through the timeline. You'll definitely be able to find it there. Feel free to follow along and jump right in. And let's do it, y'all. Star 6 your phones. Open your heart. Feel the emotions. And allow. 1, 2, 3. God's wealth is circulating in my life. His wealth flows in avalanches
of abundance.
All my needs, desires, and goals are met instantaneously by infinite intelligence. For I am one with God, and God is everything. God's wealth is circulating in my life. His will, soul, and all of my needs, desires, goals, and intelligence, for I am one with God, and God is everything.
God is everything.
Yes, one more time, y'all.
God's wealth is circulating in my life. His wealth flows through me in avalanches of abundance.
All my needs, desires, goals are met instantaneously by infinite intelligence, for I am one with God, and God is everything.
Amen.
Woo, beautiful work, family. Keep doing the work. Do it in the shower. Do it while you're driving. Do it in the grocery store. Spread the love. Feel the vibration and be in the flow. Fantastic work this morning. I also recommend that you do this while you're paying your bills. Affirm it in your mind and speak it into existence as you're writing those checks out, paying those bills with your credit card, however you pay your bills. Affirm it, affirm it, affirm it. Feel it, feel it, feel it. It works. And back to you, Lady Love. Namaste and one love.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you, Coach Linda. That's right. You can do it anywhere. Do it anywhere. Do it over here. Do it over there. Do it, do it, do it. While you're paying your blessings for invoices already received. Invoices for blessings already received. Go ahead, Rosa J. Want to tell us about I Am Jumpstart?
Yes, I do.
Hello.
Good morning. Namaste. Namaste. I am Rosa J, doing it God's way each and every day. And I want to welcome everyone. I enjoyed this conversation. I truly, truly did. Don't let garbage in your mind. Remember garbage. You remember that thing that they used to say, garbage in, garbage out? I don't know about those people who, I came through the era when computers took up a whole room. And you used to have to do them on those little cards, the binary. Can you hear me?
Yep.
And they used to always tell us, garbage in, garbage out. Be aware of what you're doing with those binary zeros and ones in your head. It's so important. So I Am Jumpstart is a way that we are working towards clearing our consciousness and making prosperity a part of our being. Not just what we desire, not just what we, that it just is us, that we will become aware of what's in our mind. So we're doing the study guide from Reverend Ike. His book can be picked up on uphigh.org. I love that. That's the acronym for the palace. And if you go to the palace, you will buy his book called Help, Joy, and Prosperity for You. It is an amazing book, 52 Weeks of Prosperity. So I was talking to Reverend Barbara Tilly. She's coming on the line. And along with her own study guide, they have a study group on Facebook. If you go to I Am Affirmation page, you'll see the link for the Facebook group, and you can join the group. I spoke to the woman who does that and handles that, and she posts every week the questions from the study guide to be discussed that week. So Reverend Tilly suggested that we jumpstart and go forward to the 8th week. So if you do the 7th week, which is love, Valentine's, answer those 4 questions, and it's very short chapters, so you can actually read all the way up to chapter 8 and be ready for the discussion. Of course, it is at 6 a.m. Monday morning. The phone number is 605-562-3140. That's 605-562-3140. And the PIN is 85-25-58-pound. 85-25-58-pound. I don't know. We had a great time last week and the week before when Bishop himself came, Xavier. So their study groups, people from their study group will join in on our call. They'll be helping us, enlighten us, giving us their insight. And Reverend Barbara Tilly has been with Reverend Ike for 45 years, I do believe. And he is well known in the circle, and I am looking so forward to studying with her this week. So please join us. Those people who did, I appreciate you. I know who you are. You know who you are, and if you want to add something to it, be free. I will be looking forward to seeing you change that consciousness about money. Some of us don't even realize that we have a lack consciousness, that we have a belief system that no longer fits us, that we have our fathers, our mothers, our grandparents' consciousness, and our subconscious that pretty much takes over when our consciousness is not aware. So that's what we're working towards this 2016 year. That's the only book we'll be doing. That's the only folks that we'll be doing it with. And we should have an amazing outcome come 2017. I'm so excited.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. Tonight is Love, Sex, and Nutrition. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. Tonight, we're going to have Messiah Equiano. I think I said Equiano. Messiah Equiano. Again, he did the penis monologue. So you want to tune in to Love, Sex, and Nutrition tonight because he's going to bring us more information, more opportunity to hear some monologues about what men are thinking. And that's going to be on Love, Sex, and Nutrition tonight. That's with Zakiya, Vonnie, and your very own Love Goddess. So, just want to say that. Deborah, come on in so we can sing happy birthday to you. Where you been? We've been talking about you. You haven't came in all morning. Where you been, honey? Deborah.
Good morning.
Where you been all morning? We've been saying happy birthday and over and over. Where you been, girl? Where you been?
Well, what happened? See what had happened.
I'm just kidding, girl. I'm messing with you.
No, but you didn't sing it, or I missed it because I just as I got on the love journey, my daughter called. I was sitting here sobbing because the song was playing, "The Dream, the Impossible Dream," which. I was like, my song again. So my daughter called to wish me a happy birthday, and then we started talking, and that's what happened. And then I said, well, let me get back on the love journey. So I missed all her. So I was like, did they say happy birthday to me?
Yeah, well, we're going to sing it now. Come on, y'all. Let's sing happy birthday. Who's going to lead us? Come on, y'all. Where you at, Delbro? Where you at?
Happy birthday to you.
You. Personality. It is, if anybody has not met this sister, you hear how beautiful she is on phone, but to see her in person, she is so animated. I could just sit at her feet and watch her talking and do what she do because she's so animated. She lights up when she's talking. Her beautiful skin and her eyes. She got these Betty Boo eyes. And, happy birthday, sister. You are a gift to our community, and I appreciate you, and I appreciate how you show up on the planet. I love what you do and how you do it, and I love your style, your smile, your peace mentality. I just want you to
thank you. Thank you. Oh, this is, I'm glad I didn't miss it. I was like, I don't know what you're saying anything or said anything, but I want to hear it, and it was just music to my heart. Sounded so beautiful, like just better than the Morgan State University choir. I mean, wow. So,
well, you deserve to celebrate this.
Yes.
Thank you. It's so nice to be a part of a community that celebrates you.
It really is. And I am deeply grateful for another day, another year. And I'm happy. I've had my moments. You know, and I'm grateful. There's more to come, you know. And your birthday, for me, my birthday, I feel gratitude for being here another year. And then there's like, what else, what more is it? Because as you get older, you think about, I have fewer years in front of me than I have behind me. And it makes you, you know, for me, it's like there's a sense of urgency about what will I do? What impact will I make? What will I leave when I'm no longer here? Even when I think about when I'm much older, will I look back and say, I jumped, I leapt, I played big? And so that is what I would say. It's pretty heavy on my heart and mind today. And in the midst of all the gratitude for you all, for my daughter, the loving people who post to my Facebook page, thank you for Zakir, the text message this morning, Janine, Chastity, and my friend Letitia, all of you. I just love you. It's nice to be loved. There's no better feeling than to be loved and appreciated. And that's what we all desire, and I feel that this morning. And so I just want to say I love you all.
All right, we love you too. Sound like
you love too, Deborah. Yes.
Bless you.
Thank you so much. It feels so good. I've been invited to lunch. I've been invited to dinner. I was going to New York City. I decided not to do that. And so my daughter's taking me to dinner. Nakia invited me to lunch, and I'm saying yes to it all. Yes, yes, yes.
This is the year of yes. I call it the year of yes. Got it from Shonda Rhimes. That's a new book. I call it the year of yes. The year of yes.
I love that. I will use that. And she is definitely rocking it these days, just the way she's showing up now. I mean, she was showing up behind before. Now she's showing up even bigger. So I take that on. This is the year of yes for Deborah, the year of yes. Thank you, Janine. And thank you, Claudette. I heard your voice. And I feel love. I'm grateful for all of you. I'm glad I did miss it. I'm glad I'm learning to ask for what I want. I texted Janine. I was like, did y'all sing happy birthday to me yet? You know, I'm learning to ask for what I want and what I desire. And it's not been easy, and I'm still learning. But I could have just, like, assumed y'all said something or didn't and went away feeling some kind of way that I didn't ask. But I'm glad that I'm learning. So the year of yes requires that I ask for what I want as well. All right.
There you have it.
I'm
toasting to telling your truth out loud. I'm toasting.
Got to ask. As part of telling your truth out loud is asking for what you desire, what you want, what you need, telling people what it is. They don't know, then tell them. I think it's such power in that. We got to talk about that on somebody's show.
All right.
The power of asking. The power of asking.
Yes. That's a great, I feel like a phenomenal topic.
It is. It really is. And we're going to do it.
All right.
Complete.
All right. Anybody else? Mm-hmm. All right, well, we're going to do our little Black History Corner. And I told you I was going to tell you about the first female woman. And she's still living today, and this just happened. So I just want to honor her because it is Black History Month. And sometimes we forget what's going on around us right now, and some of us don't even know what's going on around us. So I want you to know that ABC, our media outlet, it's Channel 7 in Chicago. I'm not sure in other areas, have just named the first African-American president, and it's a female. And I want to talk about her because I think she's worth noting. You know, so many times we see things going on around us, and we don't know that we had a lot to do with that. And so I want to read to you the story of her. It's a quick story. Now, if anybody knows ABC, ABC is owned by Disney Media Network. Ben Sherwood is the president and co-chairman. I apologize. Ben Sherwood is the co-chairman of Disney Media Network and Disney ABC Television Group. Announced that Channie Dungery has been named the president of ABC Entertainment, succeeding Paul E., who has decided to step down as president. Now, Ms. Dungery, who was instrumental in the development and success of such hits. Now, we all know Shonda Rhimes. But we don't know who opened the door for Shonda Rhimes. And this lady right here, African-American female, who opened the door for Shonda Rhimes' hit, Scandal, How to Get Away with Murder, Army Wives, Criminal Minds, Once Upon a Time, all these she opened the door for, will now reportedly directly to Mr. Sherwood in addition. ABC Studios will continue to oversee day-to-day operations, report directly to Mr. Sherwood. She, in making an announcement, said Channie is a gifted leader, a proven magnet for top creative talent with an impressive record of developing compelling breakthrough programming that resonates with viewers. He continued to talk about her. We thank Paul for many accomplishments at ABC and his devotion to ABC, and we wish him continued success in the future. So Ms. Dungery, who is now the ABC's president, And I'm thrilled and humbled that they have entrusted me with this tremendous opportunity. And I'm truly grateful to Paul for being a valued mentor and friend. I've had the great honor of working along the side of talented team at ABC for many years, and I look forward to starting this exciting new chapter with them. Prior to this announcement, Ms. Dungaree was an executive vice president of the drama development, movies, and miniseries of ABC Entertainment Group. In this position, she oversaw the development and the production of all the drama palettes, the movies and the miniseries, and the launch of new series for the ABC Entertainment. Series Ms. Dungaree has developed and launched included Scandal, Quantico, Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., How to Get Away with Murder, American Crime, Once Upon a Time, Secret and Lies, Nashville, and prior she was the senior vice president of the drama development team. ABC Entertainment Group since June 2009. Ms. Dungaree was vice president of drama development of ABC Studios, and in that role she was responsible for development and acquisition of drama programming for the studio. Her state of programming included the award-winning, critically acclaimed show Private Practice, CBS long-running drama Criminal Minds, the CW Reapers, Lifetime highest-rated series Army Wives. Ms. Dungaree joined ABC Studios in 2004. Ms. Dungaree began her successful career in entertainment as a development consultant for Davis Entertainment at 20th Sixth Street Fox. She then became the story editor at the Steamroller Production, where she worked on the development and production of such films as Under Siege, On Deadly Ground. Following that, she joined Warner Brothers as a production executive, where she helped develop and supervise a diverse range of commercially successful, critically acclaimed films, including Bridges of Madison County, Heat, The Matrix, Twister, Devil's Advocate, City of Angels, Conspiracy Theory, Rosewood, Space Jam, Practical Magic, and a host of others. In the spring of 1998, Ms. Dungaree became senior vice president of film production company called Material, which was responsible for 2000's Red Planet as well as 2002 Make Up HD Rails, The Time Machine. And after being named president in 2001, Ms. Dungaree co-produced Queen of Diamonds Showtime, starring Robert De Niro, Eddie Murphy, and Rene Russo in The Big Bounce. Ms. Dungaree also graduated magna cum laude from UCLA School of Theater, Film, and Television. She is a founding member and a current board member of Step Up, a national nonprofit membership organization dedicated to helping girls from under-resourced communities fulfill their potential by empowering them to become confident, college-bound, career-focused, and ready to join the next generation of professional women. She also teaches a graduate-level course in television development at UCLA School of Theater, Film, and Television. That is our Little Black History Corner today, Miss Channing Dungy. Maybe that's how you say that. Channing Dungy. This is a beautiful sister, and I'm excited to share with her her accomplishment with our Love Judge's family. So if you get a chance, look her up, know more. If you learn something about her or know something about her, you want to share, share. That's our Little Black History Corner. Channing Dungy. All right, any comments? All right, well, I thank you for letting me share with you in our Little Black History Corner. All right, Deborah, I appreciate you. I pray you have a blessed, amazing, wonderful birthday today. Family, I want you to remember to tune in tonight to Love, Sex, and Nutrition. If you have time this morning, tune in to our wonderful Oprah Manifestation. Don't forget Manifestation Destination Prayer Line on Sunday, and then I Am Jumpstart on Monday, then Miss Phoenix Rising on Monday evening. Yes, on Love, Sex, and Nutrition, our Messiah Equiano is going to bring us another monologue. Yes, yes, yes. Tune in tonight to Love, Sex, and Nutrition. All right, if there's any comments, concerns before we go, we got 24 minutes on Blog Talk Radio. All right, I want to remind you that your life is a gift from God, and what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love. Love is a choice. And remember to not just dream, but live. Live, live your your God-sized dream. Have fun doing it. And remember, you get to choose. And Deborah, since this is your favorite song, we'll play it one more time. Dream, the impossible dream. This goes out to you, Deborah. May God bless you. And may the blessings chase you and overtake you. May today be filled with love, joy, success, happiness, and love. And may your year from Earth Day to Earth Day be more than you can ever think, ask, or imagine. May it be an Ephesians 3:20 year. May the angels go before you and open up doors in big, explosive kind of ways as you dream the wonderful dream and live this God-sized dream that God has placed in your heart. Be vocal, sister, and tell your truth out loud. This is a toast to you, sis. Happy birthday. We love you. every time I hear the song, it makes my heart sing in ways and impact me in different ways every time. Because, I don't know, and it did something different this time. I got chills going down my spine. Wow. To Dream You, the Impossible Dream. All right. I love you all. I love you all. I love you all. Have a great, phenomenal, amazing, love-filled weekend. Deborah, do you, girl, do you. Shake it up, shake it up, shake it up, shake it up. As the kids say, turn up.
Turn down for what?
Let's do it, let's do it.
Thank you,
Mom.
Thank you.
I know, I know. All right. Well, let me turn off the Blog Talk Radio. All right, Bikina.